But on a serious note, do you actually think that girls fart?
Oh, wow. I think that goes to Jack first.
In all honesty,
Okay, we are recording, and I was about to say something very sad, and you told me to say it.
Yeah, yeah, I want to hear it. Let's start. Super really sad.
Super depressing.
Sorry if you're on your way to work and it's early in the morning and you're, you know, already kind of bummed today. You're like, I can't wait to listen to my favorite podcast.
Yeah, they're going
to
make me
get hyped up. We're going to start real sad.
Yeah, this is like devastating.
You might want to go ahead and crash.
Do we start with a prayer?
We haven't done the prayer in a while. People are asking for it to come back.
Oh man, does Jack? Would you like the honors?
I'll do a little prayer.
Have you done one of these? Have you seen one of these before?
I've done one prayer before. Yeah.
You know the prayer.
Okay,
we do.
So give us a good
disclaimer.
One.
If you're driving a boat, do not follow along.
Yeah.
Well, in Baltimore,
you're driving right now. You're either in heavy traffic or you're going 80 miles per hour on the 5. What I want you to do right now is, am I doing it right so far?
Yeah, you got it.
I want you to close your eyes, okay? And I just want you to think to yourself, on September 11th, 2001, one of our worst catastrophes of the modern era, something good did come out of it.
I didn't know where we're going with this.
Yeah, yeah, Jackson.
We got to see some of the greatest free fall competition in its natural state ever occur in human history.
Jack, this is a wrong.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with driving to work right now.
Okay, and I want you to hit that pedal as hard as you can and just throw your hands up in the air and say, I cannot wait. Nothing could be as bad as what I'm about to hear from Jared Taylor in this story. Did I do it right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
You know, it was extra sad.
They're going to have to tell us.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you like Jack's
morning
ritual? So
I kept doing it at the live shows that they were doing when they'd ask what my superpower is. I kept saying, I wish I could bring my brother back to life. And it just killed the fucking mood of the place every time.
All right, so now that we have the mood completely shit, sorry, Dave. This is what happened. We were talking about the song "Yellow" by Coldplay before coming
great
on
song.
Here, and yeah, when I was in 10th grade, the girl that I was absolutely in love with, 100%, I would have married her in 10th grade, and I would have said yes then. Name was Lisa, and she was like, I want to come over to your house. And I was like, oh, shit.
Was this like the first time you were going to be alone with a girl type of thing?
Well, no, but the first time that I was going to be alone with the hot, popular girl that everybody thought was hot and popular. You know, there was about 6 of them in our mm-hmm. grade. They were the golden girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was Kelly Kapowski.
I don't know what that means, but yes.
Okay.
What? What? Kelly Kapowski, the girl from Saved by the Bell?
Oh, man, I haven't heard a Saved by the Bell joke in a long time.
No, she's not a joke.
Yeah,
she was gorgeous.
Real babe.
Okay, well.
Take it back.
I didn't take it back. I'll take it back.
Okay.
All right, so she said that she wanted to come over to my house, and I was like, oh, man, this something's up. Like, because she was kind of cryptic about it. And, She was like, I'll call you after school and we'll make plans. I think like it was instant. She was like, my mom can bring me there today. Cause we weren't driving yet. I think we were 15 or 16. And I was like, oh God. And then, so she came over and she was like, we go upstairs and we're in my room and she has a folded piece of paper that she like pulls out. And as she pulls this out and unfolds it, I'm like, is she about to read me some shit? Like, what's going on? Is this it? She's confessing her love to me? No, it was a track list of a mix CD she wanted to download illegal MP3s and burn them to a CD for her boyfriend
that
was 2 years older.
Oh, one of them seniors?
Yeah.
Oh, you got LimeWired.
Yes. Mm. She knew I was...
the cool dude,
this, the tech the music, savvy guy.
Yeah, the music.
You yeah. had that. She wanted to give. She wanted and, to make sure your computer got Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Well, I mean, back then there were no viruses yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking like 98, 99 time frame here.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, it was probably, it was actually Napster, I think.
What was
yeah.
your girl's name?
Her Lisa? Name was Lisa. What? Do you know her too?
No. But like a really similar thing happened. Like it was, like I wasn't in love with this girl. She was just a babe. Yeah. She had the biggest ass in our school. Like it was awesome. Like everyone was like enamored by her every time she walked by.
Did you measure it?
We should have, dude. It was,
how do you measure that in weight she two, or in
two school days
inches
to fucking sit? We're probably in weight.
No, you measure it based on how much room on the bus seat it takes.
Yeah,
like if you can't sit next to her, it's a big ass
seat for that thing, man. Her waist was so tiny, dude, and she was redneck as shit, man. Like her voice was like, "Hey y'all," like it was like that, dude. But it, like I loved it. Like,
yeah,
it was
that got
like,
you
it was
hot.
Like, it was like cutesy the way she.
First
did
off,
it.
How many people were in your class?
We had 120 in our in our graduating class, but it was like a, like we still had like there was like six or seven girls that were like the hot girls that like everybody wanted.
Six or seven. That's always the
yeah. It's always
like six like, or
did
seven.
They all, did they all hang in one pack?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. They always yeah. like they during, knew during lunch they all hung out in one section of the hallway and stuff. But
talking about nail colors and yeah.
Dude, they were
you know
gnarly.
What
they were,
whose boyfriend they were had what BMW that went to college. You know, and then one girl's like, "My boyfriend's 30," and he's like, "You're 16, dude."
Yeah.
But anyway, she did that same shit to me, man. She would hit me up and be like, "Hey, can you?" She would like talk to me for a little bit and be flirty, but she's like, "Hey, can you make this CD for me?" And I'd be like, "Yeah." I'd bring her a CD, and then like we'd barely talk for like months, and then she'd hit me up again and be like a little flirty, and then be like, "Could you make this CD?" I'm like, "Sure."
So yeah, dude. I mean, yeah, I did it, but like, obviously, you know, download speed was 0.03 kilobytes a second. So
it was work.
I queued everything up, mm-hmm. and then it was like, okay, we have like 4 to 6 hours. What do you want to do? And she ended up going downstairs and like singing karaoke with my mom. I remember, I think I actually have like handy cam video of this wow. too. Like, cause cool. I got my skate
yeah.
video camera out and was like,
I want to remember this.
Record.
Forever.
Yeah. Yeah. She was wearing yeah. like those like total bell bottom JNCOs, like light colored JNCOs that were yeah. right below the belly button with a tight white yeah. shirt. Like
maybe a little dying. Whale tail on the back.
And double pigtails. I remember that.
Yeah.
God.
If you put a little face paint on her, she'd look like she was an ICP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Like hot though.
I'm trying to find somebody that wants to dress up like a juggalo with me.
Juggalo sex? That's
no,
gotta
no,
be.
I just want to go to a fine restaurant, yeah. Jack.
Oh, okay.
You're taking it there.
That sounds cool too, though.
Yeah.
That'd be a fun. Man. Yeah, that'd be a fun. Like, why are couples like pretending to be maids or, you know, that they're both married when they're doing their little role play?
Let's drink Faygo and dress like jugglers.
Yeah, ICP. Like, be trashy as shit.
Do you think we could get like 15 people together to go full jug?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then we all go to a restaurant in downtown.
In Bernie.
Oh, yes. Yeah. In Bernie. It would yeah. be. It would be frowned yeah. upon in Bernie.
Yeah, probably. Somewhere off of Main Street.
Oh, yeah, Peggy's on the green, dude. We roll into Peggy's. I'm getting the basketball jersey that says Violent J on the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, we all got the little Hatchet Man necklaces.
Dude, I'll get cornrows for that.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. Dude, I'll go with you.
I could tape some on.
Yeah. We should rent like a stretch Hummer and I'll go in one vehicle, too.
Oh, my God. I'm going to tell Texas Dave to find us a stretch Hummer now.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, that sounds like a pretty good time.
So, dude,
ICP with good
juggalo
credit
night.
Scores.
Let's just hold a juggalo night, but not tell the establishment, and we just start advertising. Wait, what are you doing? Why?
Yeah, the microphone
why
doesn't
is
work
that,
that way.
Even a shirt?
It's a really good shirt.
Dude. No, it's not. Like,
that's such a good shirt.
For our listeners in the car, what does that say?
And you know what?
To use the microphone.
Whatever went down with this, whatever Ross and Dan told the audience to do, because all of a sudden I knew nothing about this design, and then one night I get tagged in like 100 story posts of people wearing that shirt, shoving pasta in their mouth.
Yeah. I love it, dude.
And then I guess it was a contest.
You've never been able to hone in on the episode they were talking about?
I have no... It just happened recently, and now I guess they gave away a trip to whoever the winner... I don't know what the contest was, like eat pasta in that shirt, and then the winner gets to come to Austin and go to Olive Garden.
Oh, that's what we're doing that for?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, okay.
They're flying in.
Yeah.
Like a couple. For us to go to Olive Garden.
I didn't know that was how they won that. Wow. Yeah, they told me that. They're like, yeah, you need to come. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'll come. I was like, I'll come back to Austin and stay another day or two.
I think it's the 26th of April.
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to be wild.
Yeah, yeah, I'll come back. I'll go back for that.
But that shirt is terrifying.
It's really good. It's a really good shirt. It's really good. What does it mean? I was like, what the f-? I was like, where do I get this shirt? He's like, I'll just bring you one. I was like, fuck yeah.
They made one especially for you, for your size.
Yeah. This is actually a 2X. It fits really nice.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. It does fit nice, but I mean, that graphic is hideous.
Yeah. It's
not. No ideas, Jason.
I'd wear it to
that's
church,
not going
to
be a metal sign.
Yeah. So good.
Oh, yeah. We have the people from Military Metal Art with us tonight. You know, I've known Jason for quite a few years, and, you know, you guys have seen this stuff for.
Once again, microphones work when you're in front of them.
I know, but. We're getting there.
I wish I would have taken some mushrooms. I love the color transitions and everything.
Well, like Lux, you know, drew all over it down here. So thank you, Lux.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's drawing on the sign.
Oh, can we talk? Speaking of colors.
Oh.
Can we talk? I mean, I'm still.
Did you say it with an S or with an ED?
Oh, colors. Oh, okay. Yeah, colors. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, I am not my grandfather. I'm a different generation. No, I'm still thinking about that rainbow that we saw. The double rainbow that we saw the other day.
I thought you were going to break into an impression of the double rainbow guy, but you didn't.
No, I was so excited about what I was witnessing. Yeah, it's still it's the best rainbow I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, whenever I came out, the other one was fading away. It's like the first one just absorbed all the color from the second one, and it was just the most intense, colorful rainbow.
You missed all the commotion with him.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I walked out and it looked like it was a billboard. Like it almost didn't even look see through. Like it was so intense. Colors. I was like, what the fuck?
And we had the best view.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right there. It was like right in the backyard
No obscure.
Yeah, because
I
think that may have been what was making it pop so much, because it was just green trees everywhere. And then
the whole city saw it too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But it was in your backyard.
That was nice.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the bees.
The movie that you were talking about?
Yeah. Or just trying to get you to say that. I wish
I had some good encounters with bees this weekend or a week. Yeah. So.
No. Have you seen the movie The Beekeeper?
No.
Oh, God. You were supposed to watch it last night with me and Brian.
I wanted to go to sleep.
That's not fair. You said, I want a movie night, and I invited Brian over, and then you ditched us.
That's not how that happened at all.
That's exactly how that happened. Put it in the ledger right now and put print. Hit print. See, that's how it happened.
I fell asleep watching Manhunt on Apple TV.
Let me recount last night's events.
Okay.
I walk over to the bar and he says, I have two things of ice cream, and was thinking about putting a movie on the bar. Mm-hmm. I go, well, I have the greatest movie that you have ever seen queued up right now, and we could watch it at my house, and I'm going to call Brian and we could all watch it together.
You made it sound like he was already on his way.
Well, he was. That part's a little hazy. But
he got lost.
He got dinner.
Oh.
And then about 15 minutes later, I text Jack. I said, we are ready to start the greatest movie ever. And he was like, I'm just going to go to bed.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it happened.
Yeah.
I had just ate a whole pint of the one of the two ice creams.
Oh, yeah.
So
you ate a whole pint?
Yeah.
A coma.
Oh, yeah.
It's the ice cream.
It's like, which is the one? It's one of the Ben and Jerry's one. It's the one with like all the chocolates and marshmallows in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so when you started this pint, did you set the lid to the side or did you just toss it and commit?
Oh, no. I set it to the side and then I just kept going. Okay. Yeah.
What are you going to do next time?
I'm going to show up.
I mean, the next time you do this with ice cream, are you going to toss the lid and commit?
Now that I know what I'm capable of.
Yeah.
You know what it is? It's the older I'm getting, I can't eat as much food as I used to, so I didn't expect that I was going to finish that whole thing. But I'm pre-diabetic, so I just went for it.
You are just
My body was demanding that sugar.
You are gross.
Uh-huh.
A whole pint of ice cream.
My body was demanding that sugar like my brother demanded fentanyl, man. It's the only way I know how to process it. It's still very sad to me.
Okay, so wait. What flavor was this? Double Rocky Road?
It was like, yeah, it was like the one with all the chocolates and marshmallows and cookies in it.
Not been in an ice cream aisle in years.
Really?
Yeah. Like, who's the big dogs now? Still Ben and Jerry's?
Ben and Jerry's is still my fave. We're in Texas. Bluebell's a top contender.
I do like a sorbet. Mm-hmm. That's what I fuck with these days. Is I'll get like
is this, that a brand of ice cream or no, type?
It's a type. It's
type? Like a sherbet?
Yeah, yeah. It's more like it's like just it's sherbet. Fruit that's just been mushed and then frozen, basically.
Oh, okay.
It's like I get mango and then there's this red raspberry one I get and they're so good, dude. They're so juicy. It's just like I'm just eating pureed fruit. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, but it's so awesome.
Yeah,
it,
that like, sounds like something.
You,
so
you get it from HEB, but not the store brand HEB.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's in like a clearish container. Oh, they're so good.
I had the
dude.
Opportunity
it's
to get gelato.
Alfonso Mango, that I like so much. So good.
And I didn't take it. Now I regret it.
No, the Italians know how to do ice cream.
I had the opportunity to get gelato the other day.
Oh, fuck
and I didn't take it. So now I kind of regret it.
Yeah, you should.
We were doing a pre-production meeting with that really nice fellow out of Austin that runs a dating show, like on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they're going to do one with me, and we're doing it here.
Oh, really? You're doing it here?
Yeah. Wow. So and the plans that he has for it is absurd.
Are you gonna highlight the turnstile?
The turnstile?
Yeah, just, you know, the revolving turnstile.
I mean, there's going to be a lot of script on our side. Like, we're scripting a lot of really fun things. Like, I think I'm going to walk in with a 5-person security detail.
But they all have to be shorter than you.
And then we talked about possibly Scary Gary being like my main butler that keeps coming in serving the wrong drinks. And we keep getting into heated arguments in front of all 5 of the girls.
He has to, whatever he brings in that's wrong, he has to drink it right away. Yeah. Fuck. And then he drinks it.
And by the third time he comes in, he's shirtless with his clothes all fucked
up. His hair's
like,
different.
You went out with Scary Gary the other day, and I saw how that night ended for him. So you get away from him early enough?
Oh, yeah, we got away, yeah.
Because I think about an hour after you went home.
It was an hour. Like I was already asleep, and but I woke up to pee, and I had that message, and then it was the crashed car.
The crashed car.
And then a video of the girl he was with, just twerking
on the hood,
like in a dress. It was just like pussy and ass.
Was this the night after the range day? Or the night of
no,
the
no, this was just no. like
two nights
night
ago.
Before last.
Oh my god!
I was like, what?
Caleb
the fuck,
and I hung out.
Up in Austin.
What was that one? Shangri-La.
Shangri-La. Yeah, yeah.
Shangri-La.
Yeah,
Shangri-La. All right, so we were there. Shangri-La.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We were there, and then Caleb was like, "I'm going to this other bar," and Gary's there. I was like, "I'm not going." Because I purposely didn't tell Gary I was in Austin that whole night.
He saw that I was making Mad Dog and then hit me up. And he's like, dude, he's like, where are you? And I was like, I'm down here. He's like, fuck. He's like, I'm coming with my girl. I want Mad Dog. And I was like, okay.
Okay, so after they leave Caleb, like, because I'm in this horrific group text with a lot of questionable individuals. And we get the videos of the Polish girl driving was turning around yelling at Gary while driving and ran the car straight into a pole. And then, so now they're all outside of the car and Gary's date is twerking on the hood of a wrecked car while they're arguing.
It was like fake. It was like a fever dream kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was like, how is this even real? And it's like, that's...
Gary is a fever dream.
Dude, that's it. Yeah. And that's like, you guys got introduced to him, what, 2 episodes ago? And it's like, hey, is this dude real? This is how he lives every day.
Yeah.
When he brought his mom over here, his mom was basically, she's a sweet lady.
Yeah, he brought her to the range day.
Yeah, she's such a sweet lady. And the whole time, she's like doing those apology eyes to everybody she made contact with.
Like, it's fine.
It's fine.
If you have listened to other amazing podcasts like Mike Glover, Black Rifle Coffee's podcast, or even Joe Rogan, you've definitely heard about Firecracker Farms Hot Salt. This salt is absolutely delicious. It adds a hint of spice to anything that you want to eat without changing the flavor of the thing that you're eating. I use it on everything from breakfast to sandwiches at lunch and soup at dinner, pasta, everything. This hot salt makes everything better, but it does not go good in your eyes.
This little pusher is awesome. It is like solid steel. You could beat someone in the head with it if they were maybe trying to rob you or something during a meal. But I put this stuff on everything, my eggs in the morning, steaks, but basically anything else that you need a little kick, a little extra taste to, put this on it, a few pops, you're ready for some yum-yum time.
So don't put it in your eyes, put it in your food. It's great. That's firecracker.farm, code PIE for 20% off your order.
We know Gare Bear.
Yeah, we know Gary. Because I mean, I came back over from my house and he was shirtless and shoeless.
Yeah.
And he could
showed
even,
up with his
he
mom.
He couldn't even walk a straight
shirtless
line.
Shirtless and shit faced. Talking about
and he's
pussy.
Ranting about like child support or something like that.
Yeah, he was. And he wasn't just saying something witty or silly. He was ranting about child support.
I really, really think maybe we it's time for PIE or PIE Industries, you know, that's our business. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty cool name.
Yeah, yeah.
PIE Industries. I'm right. I think we should have business cards, by the way.
Yeah.
Can I be the director of fill-ins?
We should produce a show, like a reality show where we just drop Gary off with our friends for one weekend. Oh, like friends that we respect, like them. Like, hey, you've got Scary Gary for 72 hours, go.
I think that's how you lose these friends. Yeah.
That's 100% uninsurable.
Yeah, yeah.
We should try and get insurance on the show.
That should just be the show. Is like getting someone to underwrite Gary.
Oh, that's really funny.
Yeah,
we should try that.
Yeah, yeah.
And film it, and not even tell Gary that we're out trying to get insurance on him.
Just hidden cameras everywhere.
Or let's build a whole binder of like the last like 6 months of his life, and then try and get a life insurance policy on Gary.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Just call it Scary Insurance.
Yeah. You should make a whole new insurance firm.
Yeah, no, it's like that TV show Jury Duty where like everybody else was an actor, but it was like a hidden camera show. Yeah. There was one guy who didn't realize that the whole thing was a joke. Just do a whole 6 month long thing with Gary. Like it's the Truman Show.
Yeah.
Like he's just being watched the whole time and he doesn't even realize it.
That would be so good.
And he also doesn't get paid at the end.
No.
Yeah, no. Well,
no,
we'll pay
actually give him a bill. Yeah. For the show.
Yeah. Hey, so Gary, you've been pretty good. We'll pay some of your child support, man.
You're in debt. Yeah. I mean, I was on the phone with somebody last night that recently like went on a blind date with somebody to Dubai.
Okay.
That's extreme.
Yeah, I already have in my head what these people look like.
Well, the scary thing was once they got to the hotel, the dude like opens up his deodorant and like brought a bunch of hard drugs. And I was like, do you understand, like in a country like Dubai, like it's not, oh, you're the person that brought this in, we're gonna arrest you. It's like, we'll take both of you and you just disappear in a prison. Yeah. And they were like, wait, what? I was like, yeah, you could have disappeared. So then me and Brian looked up the penalty for like even a small amount of drugs going into Dubai. It was an automatic 3 months, no questions asked before they even decided to dig it. So like
Dubai is fun, but it's PG-13 fun at best.
Yeah, on the teeter totter of that 13.
Yeah, that's not Thailand fun.
No.
What's Dubai that doesn't face? Even mess with alcohol very much.
Like
you
yes
have to be
no.
at a tourist
like
spot.
Boyfriend.
It's Ramadan, so like it's even worse. Like I was just like, oh god, that could have been so bad. Like I mean, I've got a friend that
I was in Dubai during Ramadan.
Got a little rowdy on a plane once in Dubai, and he ended up in prison for like months before. And he had a real State Department job, so like he had actual people that. The right people calling the right people trying to get him out. I'm like, if you're just some random,
you're fucked.
You're calling the embassy all the time. Like, hey, can you check on this person? They're like, yeah, we don't care. Bye.
Yeah, he's at some prince's house right now. we had to hide behind. We went to Dubai during Ramadan. Nobody told us, which we would have looked into that ahead of time. Nothing was open except some random Burger King. And we had to like hide behind pillars in the parking garage at the mall eating our Burger King because, you know,
You're not supposed to eat.
You're not supposed to be eating in public.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
The F word is illegal in Dubai, even to the point where you can't use the middle finger emoji in a WhatsApp message.
Wow. Yeah. It's fun, but again,
that's strict, dude.
There's some restrictions on what kind of fun.
Okay. I have a series, a couple of questions. One will lead into the next, I'm sure.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm sure we've discussed it before, and I'm sure you guys have heard it before. But on a serious note, do you actually think that girls fart?
Oh, wow. I think that goes to Jack first.
In all honesty, I've never seen it happen.
Yeah.
I've never seen it happen. In front of me. So I'm going to have to go with no.
I'm going to go with no, too. I was married twice for like
you never
a
heard
lot
it.
Of years.
Yeah.
Never even seen him go into the bathroom.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's the two part of it. If they did, say they did, hypothetically.
Girl shit, though.
Yeah, they have to.
Oh, I've never seen it.
Yeah. What do you think the hottest girl that you can think of, what do you think her fart would sound like? I want you to make that sound with your mouth.
Oh, okay.
What? No.
Yeah, come on.
Okay.
Wait. Who's the hottest girl you're thinking of?
Scarlett Johansson.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's hear.
Let's hear what you think she'd fart like.
This is Scarlett Johansson. This is my impression of Scarlett Johansson.
This is your audition.
Yeah.
Don't interrupt him. Let him do it.
Okay. This is my impression of Scarlett Johansson after eating nothing but Velveeta cheese for 4 days straight.
Why?
I figured it would sound more like wind going across the top of a beer bottle.
Okay.
I don't like this game.
Do you want to do one?
I don't like this game. No. No.
You don't want to think of the hottest girl?
No, I like to pretend.
Think about what it was.
it's just she's not there.
Okay.
It's like it cuts to the camera and there's just she's not even there. But it's Hillary Duff, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we're going
to. She got a big old dumper on her, dude. That thing will make some noise.
She's got one of them mom asses, dude.
That's.
I think it's going to make some noise.
Yeah.
She sprayed out a couple of kids, man.
You know who the world just forgot about? Larissa Olenek.
I've never heard of that name.
Oh, yeah. Clarissa Explains It All?
What?
Clarissa Explains It All?
Clarissa Explains It All was...
she's still not... Melissa...
Melissa Joan Hart. Hart. Oh, yeah. She's good looking.
Larissa Olenek was the secret world of Alex Mack, and then she was the younger sister on 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yes.
She was gorgeous.
She was great, yes.
I thought she
Where's
was...
she going?
Childhood hottie.
I don't know where she went. Maybe she's got Instagram.
She probably just married a producer and had a couple kids. That's what they do.
Well, Rachel Lee Cook is single now.
Which is?
Oh, she's Minnesota girl.
Really?
Who's that?
I'm going to. She's All That.
Yeah.
Do you remember that movie? She's All That with Freddie Prinze Jr.?
She wore the glasses and then they took the glasses off and she was hot.
You remember? Yeah. They make the bet. The high schoolers make the bet that you have to, I will pick who you have to ask to the prom and then they have to make her hot and stuff.
Yeah, and they just took her glasses
Rachel
in her hair.
Rachel Lee Cook. She's still All That.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
But she got divorced. She was married for a long time, like 14 to 16 years.
To a producer?
She got divorced Always. 2 years ago. So she might just be coming back into her phase where she's like,
hot.
No, she's ready to date again.
It. Yeah. Okay.
So maybe.
Well, she's still hot.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
She got Instagram?
You know who's.
Sending her a message.
Do you know who? She's like in her late 50s and she is just still.
Late 50s?
Still a smoke show. Lisa Loeb.
You say, I only hear what I want. I don't think I ever saw that person.
Oh, well, that was one of the biggest music videos of the mid 90s.
It was.
I kind of want to look her up.
Oh, yeah. Lisa Loeb.
I'm looking too.
Oh, she looks like an angry librarian.
She is that. She's librarian hot. But she still looks as great as...
She's still a babe. Yeah.
Yeah, she's a babe, dude.
Yeah, she's still a hot librarian. Yeah.
She definitely knows
the Dewey Decimal System.
I got to see this.
Yeah, 56-year-old hot librarian for sure.
56?
Yeah.
She looks like she fucks...
Oh, that's interesting. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was going to say she looks like she has mental disorders and she fucks good, man.
I mean, Jack, I can't argue with you if you look at this photo.
Lisa Loeb. Yeah. She's a gorgeous woman, super talented, had that one hit.
What was the name of that hit?
You say? I don't know.
You say, I only hear. Oh, I might get this taken off of YouTube. Sorry.
Yeah, dude, come on. Yeah. What's up, man?
You can't sing that good.
Yeah.
You sing that good, we get taken out for copyright.
But she's all that. Like, yeah. Rachel Lee Cook. I wonder what. She's probably not doing anything right now.
You could probably hit her up.
I should.
You should do that.
And see what.
See, and then bring her in. We'll see which one of us can win her over.
We're gonna play that game.
Wait,
we've never played a put them in the middle game.
You've got one legendary.
But we do it nonchalantly. We do it nonchalantly when we do it.
No, you do it with ceremony. Like,
yeah, there is ceremony.
There's
I like Dave's idea. What do you guys?
I was gonna say you've got someone who's arguably the hottest person on the internet the last couple years that you've been in contact with.
I don't remember who that is.
What's worse than a stinky taint? I'll tell you, absolutely nothing. Taste of Mando Invisible Cream Deodorant. Stinky taint. Not stinky taint. Taint. Stinky taint. Stinky taint. Taste of Mando Invisible Cream Deodorant. Stinky taint is a thing of the past. And that's why this episode of Time for Pie is sponsored by Mando. And if you're a more traditional fella and you love the deodorant stick, Mando has a smooth solid. Mando is a whole body deodorant and has a 72-hour odor shield for any part of your body. That means pits, packages, and feet. Mando's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a stick of solid deodorant, a tube of cream deodorant, and two free products of your choice. Oh, and don't forget free shipping, Caleb.
Ooh.
And as always, our lovely little listeners, we have a discount code for you, and that is PIE. PIE will get you 40% off a starter pack. And that's at shopmando.com. shopmando.com. Shopmando.com.
Airplane?
Text it to me.
Oh, okay.
I've got a fucking mental block right now.
Oh, the that motherfucker is not real.
Oh,
I'm telling you, he's not real.
Oh. Yeah.
You've been talking to her?
No, not yet. Oh. But I have a plan on how to.
I remember you mentioned this once before.
Yeah.
But
that doesn't sound premeditated at all.
What?
You haven't yet, but you have a plan? That sounds premeditated.
It is. Am I not supposed to let that out now?
Yeah. If the lady from the airplane's listening to this, just don't respond for your own safety.
It's fine. Yeah. No, she wants to.
Sure.
She want to. I think, honestly, like, if you could think of a pair that would, that everybody that listens to our show would be very happy about.
You too.
It is.
Absolutely.
I mean, we can say who it is. I forget her first name. Is it Heather?
No, I don't know her first name at all. She's just the lady from the viral video.
Yeah. The girl that went nuts.
Tiffany Gomez?
Yeah, Tiffany Gomez.
Yeah. That's it. He is not, I'm telling you.
Yeah, the one that like.
Yeah. He's not real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know who you're talking about.
She lives in Dallas. Hmm.
So.
Direct flights or a 5-hour drive?
Four and a half, three at best.
Yeah.
Come on.
I take 281.
Get Jason to take me. Yeah. We'll get there too. Yeah. But then there's no seat.
Yeah.
It's like, all right. Well,
you got to sit on my lap. And it is real, by the way.
Yeah.
This boner is real.
Tiffany Gomez. Huh. She, dude, did you see her Instagram?
No.
Is
she hot?
Oh, my God. Look it up. Tiffany Gomez, dude.
I mean, she looks normal hot. Like, she looks like a realtor.
Yeah, that's a really good. A really good kind of general,
yeah.
Like you think she's
she could probably
real?
Sling some homes just well, over
they,
a million.
They have that entire porn series called Property Sex. You never seen it?
This yes. just you looks like. Sorry to interrupt, but this just looks like a smaller, and I mean that in like a in a different way. Like, this is just a tiny mid A.
Actually, you're right. No, I didn't even notice that.
Like, obviously, Monet will never see this. Monet's a smoke show, but
yeah, she doesn't watch. Yeah, just, she doesn't watch our
she
show.
Doesn't
yeah,
watch yeah,
she'll never
show.
See this. But like, that's just like a smaller
that.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
It's right. just a different build, but like,
yeah, you're right.
That's who that looks like.
But still, I mean, I've got a plan. I've got a plan. Yeah. It's gonna work.
Yeah,
it's gonna at least work to get her to notice me and Jack.
Wait, what?
What?
We're not doing all three?
Oh, are we gonna do a three-way in the middle?
She is in real estate. Hey. Just go look at houses in Dallas. You'll be fine.
Hey, that'd be smart. You should. That's how you should start that.
Yeah, I'm going to look at houses.
Yeah, go look at houses in Dallas.
It's like $100 direct flight up there. Yeah, just land. And
is she actually into real estate?
Yeah, her link tree, like Texas girl, real estate, marketing.
Dude, go look at houses. And
yeah.
I like my idea better.
That's funny, yeah.
Because my idea is really good.
Oh,
yeah. Exclusive content. Oh, that's not the exclusive content I was looking for.
All right. I seriously do think we need to play this, to do this contest, even though it's emotionally destructive towards... this poor unsuspecting woman.
Yeah.
Who's already showed a little crazy.
Clear mental instability.
So do we have Jack go and find the contestant and then he brings her here and then game on? Or is this more ceremonial, Dave, where like it's almost happening. Kind of like Chinese New Year where there's like some dragons and like a whole thing. We got a color guard and like we get Zeus to come out with the mariachi and stuff. And it's like, let the games begin.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
And then we've got 10 hours essentially or 8 hours.
Well, call it San Antonio Hunger Games.
Since you're going to be in Dallas anyways, might as well just do it at medieval times.
Oh, in Dallas?
Yeah. Everybody's got like a big old turkey leg and there's fucking knights and shit running around on horses.
Yeah, but how are we supposed to be competing if we're just sitting at medieval times?
Like, well, you're not sitting. You're in the ring competing.
Oh.
But all the fanfare and ceremony is provided by medieval times.
Well, we got to go up there and do that PBR thing here soon. Yeah, so we'll be up in the area.
I think they said they canceled that, didn't they?
I think you and I are going and Jack.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh. Yeah, we're
We need to find out.
We will.
Okay.
I got it.
Yeah, because I've already got invited by another company. So
perfect.
Find out. Yeah.
Why don't we all just do rodeo then?
Yeah.
See who the best the best is at rodeo.
No, I mean
we just
this how we have to like give her some form of information of like
that this is happening.
Yeah, because if we're just in the ring, like how does she know that?
Yeah.
Caleb and I are. Competing to court.
We all just wear shirts with her face on it.
That says Bass the Mouth.
Yeah. It's her eating a bass.
Nothing says I love you like custom t-shirts.
You know what? We need to do another one with somebody, one of our girlfriends on a shirt. Who would get the most mad? Let's think about that.
God.
Yeah, who would get the most mad?
I can think of people I won't name.
Yeah. For sure that would be angry about it, yeah.
Yeah, I think they have to be let in on it. Like it's like, hey, by the nth hour, you have to choose. And the choosing ceremony is you and I standing like 200 feet apart and she's in the middle and we're both calling her name.
Come here.
No.
Big me. I got like a...
It's just a whole coliseum.
Pizza cheese.
I've got like a bag of Oreos.
Yeah.
Like.
No. Over here.
Yeah. You got a basket full of...
Because we need a drummer to like all right, like, choose.
Yeah.
And what happens to the loser, though? Oh, the winner, though, gets picked up in a convertible with Jack driving dressed like John F. Kennedy.
Okay, with his head like blown off,
just in the back. Yeah. It's a guy in a black suit with an ear pierced driver. Yeah.
The winner and the girl has to get in next to you.
This is weird.
Yeah, this is weird.
Yeah,
that's it. Okay, so then what happens to the loser?
Damn,
chocolate syrup and feathered.
Ooh. No, it's got to be something bad.
What? Getting covered in chocolate syrup and hit with a bunch of down feathers would suck.
Yeah.
That's not easy.
I don't know. We have to actually compete after that. Like, you've lost now. Now you have to actually joust at medieval times.
What? But somebody already won.
Oh, so we're actually doing the competitions already.
Yeah. I'm saying once the winner, she chooses the winner.
Okay.
They go off on their date.
Okay.
What happens to the loser?
They have to take out whoever's working the grill at the closest Waffle House.
We don't have a Waffle House here.
They have them up in Dallas.
Okay. Well, but that's far.
Well, that could either go really good or just awful.
Yeah, because you see how
sometimes
good that
they're smoking hot.
Yeah, and then they can fight too.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool as hell, dude. So, they got chewing tobacco in their mouth. In their back
there. Yeah, Waffle House Wendy, dude.
Yeah, that could be a good time. You're like, you might win.
No, there needs to be a better, a worse.
That could go too well.
Loser has to look. They could play the hammer hands. We have never talked about hammer hands on here.
damn. What is it? What's the fucking procedure, Colin, when you have to...
circumcision?
Hysterectomy? Well,
yeah. Loser has to get a procedure?
Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Or a tattoo? I lost the love of my life to the name of the person.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
That's really funny.
What's the surgery where you get your balls snipped? What's it called again?
Castrated?
No.
Oh.
Oh, hysterectomy.
No.
No.
It's yeah.
Not for balls.
No. Come on. How did I not know this? I can't think of it.
Fucking Deuteronomy.
Ball cut.
Deuteronomy.
Yeah, yeah. You know, where you just don't make good cum anymore.
Yeah. No, your cum's good. You just
you know what I mean. It's just not potent.
Yeah. You gotta fuck. God damn it!
I've looked at the surgery up too, and I don't remember.
What the fuck?
I've known so many guys that have gotten that surgery. I've never had to worry about it because I've just been stale.
When people say, "Oh, I just got cut,"
yeah. Like, it's a deuterectomy.
Yeah, just dysterotomy.
Yeah,
a strotteronomy.
A C-section.
No, it's not
a B-section.
That's not helpful,
dude.
I just googled balls disconnected. That gave me nothing.
Vasectomy.
Jesus Christ.
Vasectomy sounds like a Greek philosopher.
Yeah, he probably was. Yeah. The loser has to get a vasectomy.
He's fine with it. Yeah,
I'm in.
He can't lose in that situation.
I want the loser to get the tattoo though of the other's face that said "I lost the love of my life."
Oh God, that's pretty funny.
This is
scary,
dude. Yeah. High stakes competition like this. I like this.
Be a lot of good content out of that for sure.
I really think we're in crawfish season now, right?
Yeah, yeah. Happening now. Yeah,
we need to find a crawfish.
A crawfisher.
Yeah.
We should go catch our own.
No.
Oh.
No, ma'am.
You don't think?
Well, first off, happening here.
We go down to the bayou real quick.
No, there's no bayou in Bernie.
Yeah, but like 4 hours away there's a bayou.
We'll swing down to the bayou.
7 hours away?
You can get them in East Texas.
Well, we get a big truck and we drive down to the bayou. We fish all day. We fill a bunch of barrels.
What barrels? We don't have any barrels.
We could get barrels on the way.
So who's setting these traps, by the way?
We are. We're going to go.
Yeah, we'll watch a YouTube on it.
Yeah, we're just going to go down to the bayou.
Where are we getting the traps?
We could build them, dude.
They're probably at Bucky's.
Yeah, or just like a bunch of nets.
So you're setting hundreds of crawfish traps.
Tens, not that many.
Yeah, like a handful.
Two dozen.
That's going to get you 30 crawfish, dude.
We're going to work for days, dude. We're heading to the bayou for a week.
Yeah. And we'll live off the crawfish that already
but
caught.
But we're keeping them alive in big barrels of water in the back of this truck that we get.
And we drink the water for hydration.
What the fuck?
And then we drive back and then we boil them all up.
After like 3 weeks of work.
Yeah.
It tastes better
when they're going to taste once we've worked
it's
for
fresh
them.
Fresh caught.
Warm pond water. Like they're going to die.
No. We're
they're
keep
sitting
them alive.
In barrels.
We're
going to
feed them.
Where do you think your magical crawfish come from? That's just where crawfish
truck
come
barrels.
From.
No. They come out of the bayou into a processing plant, into a sack, and they're shipped and sold within like 5 days.
Well, we're going to do it in less. I think we do. I think we go be bayou boys.
Do you want me
bit.
To go find a crawfish farm that will let us go out there? I mean, I can do that.
I think we could do that.
You go to a Walmart, just find some Cajun kid, give him $20. He'll guide you through the whole thing.
Probably.
There's a lot of this missing that you two are not.
No.
Obviously.
A handful of lemons. Some. We throw those in the barrels once we got them in there.
Keep some
all the
fresh.
Spices.
You're spicing them in the barrels? No.
No.
Yeah, you got to let that spice
that
be, sit,
that
man.
Way they eat it, and then it's on the inside, too. It's not just soaking in, you know. It's part of their blood.
Yeah.
Spices. Yeah, yeah.
We trickle. Dude, do you ever think if you fed a cow a bunch of butter, how good that steak would be?
I mean, that's basically, that's like Wagyu, dude. They just eat olives.
That's it?
Yeah, that's one of the main things of Wagyu is the main part of their diet is olives. And that's what makes all the fucking marbling.
They're so fatty?
Yeah.
Why would they be fat with olives?
I have no clue, but apparently that's one of the biggest things is they feed them fucking olives.
I bet olives are delicious to a cow.
Yeah, they're probably it's just like you're, munching you're
dusty corn
gallons of fucking like juicy olives all day.
Yeah, in olive oil.
Yeah, like it's just like they're just gulping oil and olives all day and just making marbling fat.
Probably what it is, the oil.
Yeah,
it's a high oil diet.
Yeah, yeah.
Like really.
Yeah.
I want to eat chicken that's been eating nothing but whey.
Whoa, what? Can we make chicken Wagyu?
Oh, yeah.
Feed chicken olives?
We'll just feed chickens a bunch of olives for like
nobody's
its whole
done it
life?
Before.
Should we make chicken Wagyu? Chagu?
Chagu?
Chicken Wagyu?
Chwagyu?
Chwagyu? I mean, we're going to try the lobster or the hawk lobster.
Yeah, hawk lobster.
You got the hawk
lobster.
You haven't heard about this yet.
Yeah.
No.
He talked about slicing a tomahawk down the center so it creates like a pouch.
Yeah.
And then we're going to stuff lobster in that.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then once it's like lobster, but like with like a butter compound with seasonings and stuff in there. And then
so it's a tomahawk. Then, it's a hawk lobster. It's a tomahawk lobster.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
And it's going to be a really thick one. So, you know, by the time it gets to a medium well, the lobster would have cooked.
Oh, that's medium. That's making my tummy cum right now just thinking about it.
That's disgusting. Great. I don't want to visualize that.
That's just bile, I think.
No.
Yeah, when it comes on, when the tummy comes onto the food that's being processed.
I mean, it's just bile. It's just a normal process.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a normal feels thing. Feels nice, though. Does. Yeah, it does. Just pouring all that black goo onto all the food, then your tummy starts churning it up into poop. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
That's exactly how it works. Hey, that's the body, huh? Just spits out all that black goo. And
I don't know. What was that one movie where they were shrinking each other and going inside bodies?
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
No.
First off, Magic School Bus.
When did they go into a body in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
It's in the extended cut.
It was like...
Put one of the kids...
Inner Space.
Oh, Osmosis Jones?
No, Inner Space.
Inner Space.
You don't remember that?
I don't remember that.
No.
Sounds scary.
Yeah. Was that with Matthew McConaughey?
Hang on. Let me see. Dave's pulling it up. He's going to confirm I'm not an idiot.
No, you're an idiot. I'm just making sure the movie exists.
Okay, well...
It's a 1987 film, possibly.
Oh, what about Mac and Me?
No, that's not.
Oh, no, okay.
Maybe not.
No. Oh, I don't want a YouTube video.
Where's this music coming from?
Yeah, what
here?
Is that? Inner Space? No, no, maybe that's not what it's called. Oh, no, it is Inner Space. One word. Dennis Quaid.
Oh.
And Martin Short.
Oh.
You never saw this?
No.
Yeah, they're shrinking each other and they're going inside. That's where, like, the only way I know what the inside of a stomach looks like, because from Inner Space, it was all acidy, and that's where he kills one of the other guys that was attacking him.
Interesting.
The stomach acid, and it was very dark green and scary.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, and then
it's
you like just saw a skeleton hand.
Yeah.
It was a very intense scene. It scarred my childhood for a few years. Hmm. So, confirmed, real movie, one word, Inner Space. Dennis Quaid, Martin Short.
Meg Ryan.
People's bodies.
Meg Ryan?
She's in there.
I liked her, man.
I mean, you have to have a love interest when you're inside someone's body killing your
best
friend.
That is completely stopped in all movies now, by the way. There's no more love interest.
Well, because
love is dead.
Hollywood doesn't know which people other people
are
love anymore. It's too confusing.
They're like,
you can't have a guy like a girl. Love anymore?
Yeah.
Well, if it's Nickelodeon, they love boys.
True.
Oh, is that a Quiet On Set joke?
Yes, it was. Thank you.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's great. I didn't really get past the third episode
because it's infuriating.
Not really. I mean, I thought the first two was.
I read about Spartan culture. I know about little boys getting raped.
It was just weird. It was like, I don't want to
gross.
I don't want to watch four episodes. Yeah.
But you know what the thing is, too, though, is I like, because I was too old. I never really watching those shows. I was already a little bit older. But they talk about, like, the heyday of Nickelodeon, like the Salute Your Shorts and Clarissa Explains It All. And nothing bad happened during that era. So my childhood's safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah, there wasn't much about Amanda on there, was there?
There's a little bit.
A little bit. Because now everybody's like, okay, so what the fuck happened to Amanda?
Who's
actually,
Amanda?
Actually, there was quite a bit about Amanda Bynes.
That poor girl.
Because
yeah.
the whole thing that got that guy his start was like branching off of all that into the Amanda Bynes show.
Yeah.
So like there's a lot of Amanda stuff on there, but I don't know.
That show was so wild. Man, and that was another one. Man, she was so hot. She was so smoking.
What
dude.
Was that other show that she
was older?
Yeah,
transitioned dude.
To
God,
that
was
a really
so
cool
good.
Intro.
Yeah.
And then she played like a older teen, young adult.
Yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about. It only had like a handful of seasons, right? But it was
like maybe
it was,
2 or 3.
It was good, and she was smoking in it, but I don't remember what the fuck it was called.
She was.
Oh, like, yeah. She was so good.
So hot.
There was a movie where she played a boy to get into like
she's
a soccer
the man.
Camp or something. Man, that was a good ass movie too. And she was
in a couple movies.
Yeah. Damn, so sad. Now she's fucking crazy. And so crazy.
Looks insane.
Insane. Like she looks like an insane person.
Child actors. I'm not exaggerating when I say this. You can back me up on this. I've seen stares from child actors that are like the equivalent of like war veterans who just got out of fucking Fallujah. Like,
yeah.
like they have this look in their eyes, like they know some shit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they probably do. Like, it's obviously a lot of shit was going on. So,
dude,
pretty scary. Yeah. And
we were talking. To a child actor. He was on a big show back in the day. He's talking about doing whippets with like the grips in the trailer. Like, I was like, oh, fuck, that is not a normal childhood. You're talking about this way too nonchalantly right now.
I was 12, man.
Yeah.
Whippets with the grips. But you want to talk about a good movie right now, The Beekeeper.
You've been waiting for this.
Dude. Yeah, yeah.
It is, because I always said one of my favorite movies of all times was From Paris with Love. Why I like that movie is because when they establish how John Travolta in From Paris with Love is tough and outsmarts everybody and is better than everybody in that movie, it never changes.
Yeah.
He's the same way, like, they've convinced you, because that's where I'm, like, pissed off. It's like, you watch Iron Man and they, like, convince you that the Iron Man suit is indestructible and invincible and perfect, but then he's getting his ass kicked in act two, and you're like, well, wait a minute, why is that messing him up? He's supposed to be, like, perfect. Yeah. Like, I don't like that. Like, I don't want stress in my movies. Mm-hmm. I want him to just be rad the whole way through.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like doing this the whole time. Yeah. I don't want to be like, oh no, is he going to lose? Yeah. Is he going to die? Like, no. And that is The Beekeeper.
Okay.
Jason Statham is the most gnarliest governmental destructing asset that's ever been created in the history of the world. And he stays that way the entire time. And then
so it's just an 80s movie.
To top it all off, the villain is identity thieves that go after the elderly. So you want to talk about...
That's real justice.
Yeah.
That's real justice. Oh my God.
So he is torturing and killing identity thieves for 98 minutes. So you have the greatest emotional response to this movie because you feel like you've finally gotten some form of like retribution.
Yes.
Like revenge.
Because those guys are bastards.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the whole thing. Is the whole plot is, you know, he was this asset and is now retired and has been replaced.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the code word is for the asset. It's called the beekeeper. Okay.
But does he keep bees?
He does.
Okay. I think he did too. Yeah. Yeah.
He's keeping the bees.
Yeah. Yeah.
But a beekeeper, when you let that thing loose, like it's designed to... Because if the queen bee starts producing really bad, poor offspring, then there is a hunter bee that goes in and takes her out.
Oh, okay.
So this asset is something that like we would draw if a country was fucking up and we needed to get rid of its leader, you drop that one in and he all the way wipes it out. So these guys end up, you know, he's renting property, but also kind of his land for the bees is this elderly woman that's a retired teacher that runs a nonprofit for kids, and the Fishers get everything from her to include from the nonprofit. And so he was like, it's time for me to find all of you and take.
So it's like John Wick, but instead of a dog, it's an elderly person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh. Yeah.
You talking about movies that are just like insane the whole time when you're like amped up. I don't know why it made me think of this. Did you ever see that movie, Shoot 'Em Up?
Yeah, dude. But it's been too long.
But it was like insane. Like, I feel like I need to rewatch that.
I think you're
because
right.
Because he's fucking just eating carrots the whole time because he's like talking about how
good. Is that Clive Owen?
Yeah. He talks about how good they are for his eyes, and he's like so good with his pistols because he's like, he just eats carrots all day, and it's like, it's great for my eyes. And because the woman's like, why are you always eating fucking carrots? He's like, well, he like tells you how good they are for you. But he's like, can just shoot fucking everything. And there's a part, there's like scenes where there's like, he's trying to save a baby, and it's like on the street, and he's like zipping by it on a motorcycle trying to swipe it up while people are like shooting at him, and he keeps missing, and he has to like slide by, and like he swipes it up, and he's like shooting, like dodging stuff with this baby in his hand. Like, it's just insane the whole fucking time too. But that's what you made me think of, and I need to fucking rewatch
that. That's a double
that.
Feature night for everybody out there that's listening.
Yeah.
Shoot 'Em Up and follow it up with The Beekeeper, because The Beekeeper is just, gives you every ounce of closure you would want.
Yeah.
And then end it with Mac and Me.
No.
No?
No.
No,
that,
no.
Burn that VHS, Jack. That movie was awful. Like, I seriously think, like, both the writer and director committed suicide.
That was, didn't they say that movie was just to promote, like, Pepsi or something? Because I the scenes, like that because there was a scene in fucking E.T. where he drank
Coke.
Yeah.
And then the owners of Pepsi made Mac and Me.
We have to that's, answer to
that's
this.
That's literally what it was. They produced it to, like, they're like, well, we got to make a lovable alien who loves Pepsi. And
I mean, that's a good strategy.
That's literally what it was. They like that. They were like, well, the movie was fucking insane.
I don't think people realize with big Hollywood, how much corporate influence there is. Yeah. It's not Hollywood itself as an institution isn't even like the root of its bullshit. It's like major corporations who are like funding films.
It's cash.
And that's all. I mean, even like the government does it. Like that fucking movie was the Navy SEAL Act of Valor. That was just a feature length recruiting commercial that was funded by the U.S. military.
Yeah.
Well, so was Top Gun.
Yeah.
Top Gun carried the torch for decades.
Yeah.
Top Gun 2 will carry the torch for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but. The whole thing with, like, this is my gripe with video games, because I'm not a gamer. So I don't want to dedicate, you know, hours upon hours upon hours of time to something. Every game should come with the option for the non-gamer. I mean, I bought it. Yeah. They're like $60 to $80 now.
Yeah.
Okay. I should have a menu option that says, okay, I'm not willing to do any of your bullshit that you've created to do. I just want to have everything all at once, and I get to play the game openly for like an hour, and then I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, why is there no market for that?
Yeah.
Give me every gun. No.
Isn't that like easy
ammo.
Mode?
Yes. No, it's not. Instead, dude, every game now, it takes you like 6 hours just to learn what the hell the game is and how to control it. It's too advanced.
Yeah.
I just want every gun, God mode, unlimited ammo. Let me do that for an hour. I get bored. Yeah. Then I turn it off.
And also, if it's like a war game, I want to be able to shoot my own guys. Why is it whenever I try to shoot my own guys in war games, they won't die? I want to shoot my own guys in war games.
Big fratricide fan.
Yeah. Imagine they created a JTAC game and you could bomb yourself.
I mean, that happens on Helldivers. They've said that they're like, and they're devs were like, we're never going to turn friendly fire off because it's so fucking funny.
It is.
Because, it is. Yeah, because you can call in like crazy airstrikes and shit on there all the time, right? And it's like, you kill the fuck out of your teammates all the time with that shit. Like, they'll be fighting bugs and all of a sudden like a jet will fly over and drop like an incendiary like
why
bomb.
Do you think guys like me exist now?
Yeah. It's just insane. It's so funny.
Could you imagine if every asshole was allowed to call in an airstrike on the battlefield?
Yeah. But it's
like,
so
wait a minute,
funny.
Those are our guys over there. What? It'd be like that scene from MacGruber.
Yeah.
when the van goes.
No.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
Guys,
Tug.
And then he's sitting there, he gets in, he screams into the sky. He's
like, fuck the brass. Fuck the brass.
With what was he's like with homemade C4 that I packed with my two hands, and then it was
65 pounds of homemade plastic explosives that I packed with my
hands.
Oh no.
Dude, that movie's so fucking good. Damn it. You know, they had, there was a whole show of that that came out on Peacock or something. I've never watched one episode of it.
Like the MacGruber show?
Yeah, they made they had a whole show of it him and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bill Forte.
It's a whole show that...
He was probably one of the most underrated guys that came out of SNL from that era.
Dude, he really... And even his pages are so small, man. It's so sad. Like, his Instagram, he has like 100,000 followers or some shit. Like,
he doesn't use him.
He is,
I know,
brilliant.
But like, it sucks because he literally is one of my favorite. Like, when Tim and Eric were getting so popular and then he was like kind of doing stuff like similar to them and, you know... Like,
dude, the Brothers Solomon.
Oh, my God,
is
man.
One of the most underrated
comedies. It's so
comedies.
Fucking funny,
it's
man.
It's so ridiculous.
It's Will Arnett, right?
Will Arnett and Will Forte.
Dude, it's so
you've never
fucking,
seen the Brothers Solomon?
Oh my God.
You gotta watch
it's
it, man.
So good.
You would it was the last true well done, even though it was came out in like 2008.
Yeah.
It was the last vestige of the 90s comedy era.
I got this clip, and I don't know what it's from, but it's Will Forte playing a high school football coach. Have you ever seen this?
No.
I'm not sure. Have to show you guys when we're done because it's wild as hell.
Oh God, dude.
He's yelling at the team, like just screaming at these kids.
Yeah.
Oh, oh yeah.
Yeah, I think I've seen that.
Do you know what it's from?
No.
Looks like it's an SNL skit.
What? It's SNL? Oh, they go hard as fuck. And that was on TV?
Damn. Dude, the only thing I've seen Will in a few shorts in I Think You Should Leave Now.
Oh,
and
shit.
Have you watched all of
those?
Oh,
yeah. Dude. A brilliant show.
his scenes in those.
I really
so
think we should
good.
Do that where we each get like 2 to 4, you know,
skits.
5 minute sketches that we get to produce on our own. We all have to write and produce our own sketches, but we're also obligated to each other to where like, hey, if I want you in this sketch, you have to
I would
show
love
up.
That
would be
I
a great character. Special to put on Black
that.
Rifles.
That, that's like that's my ultimate goal is to have some kind of sketch comedy thing that we
that
all like
sweet.
Do together.
Yeah.
Would be so fucking funny. Just random scenes of the goofiest shit. Because one of the scenes in that fucking show that like I rewatched it like 3 times is he has like a long ponytail and he's hiding under somebody's fucking car for some reason and he goes to climb out from under it to scare him and his ponytail gets stuck and he's screaming, he's going, ah, fuck, help, help. And they're like just watching, they're like, why are you under there? He's like, because I dropped this. And they're like, well, do you want me to just cut it? And he goes, no, fuck no. He's like, I've been growing
this
for years.
Dude,
he's like, I've been growing this for years. And then like the neighbor comes out across the street and he's like, get the fuck back in your house, Jerry. Ah, he's like talking shit from across the street and he's so pissed. And then Jerry like sits down in the grass to watch him or something and just like watch him struggle. And then he like sit in dog shit or something. He's like, oh, I sit in dog shit. And then he's laughing, he's going, he's just laughing. He's like, you sat in dog shit, what the fuck? And then, while he's still stuck, dude, it's the most insane fucking scene, but it's so funny, dude. I was like gagging laughing. I rewatched it like 3 times.
Well, Tim Robinson, like he was so brilliant, and he was an SNL writer for a few seasons, but he wasn't like quite the fit. He wasn't good for that kind of corporate sketch comedy, and so the first season of I Think You Should Leave was basically all the sketches he pitched at SNL
denied.
That got rejected.
Dude, I love the zip line one on the dating
oh my
show.
God. Like, you're just here for the zip line. He's like, no. Yeah, dude. If we did something like that, that would be like the dream, man.
Yeah,
like
the rules are simple. Everyone has to write and direct, produce their own sketches.
Yeah,
but everybody else is obligated to everybody else as far as talent.
We should do. We should do like
we'll bring this up next week.
Let's make it real. Let's. We should do 6 episodes. And we
everybody gets one episode of like 3 to 5 sketches.
I wouldn't even say that. I'll say we each have a couple sketches in each episode.
Yeah, yeah.
That way it's a mix of all of our
you
shit
want
in
the mix,
each episode.
Dude.
Okay.
Yeah, and and we can all
so
be
everyone
a part-
has their own style highlighted in like 20 minutes.
Yeah. Like we let's say each sketch is, you know, 3 to 5 minutes long, if that.
All right, let's start writing.
Yeah. And let's just let's do a 6-episode mini series.
Yeah. And there's got to be like guidelines, like filming, it has to be well enough plan and pre-produced.
Yeah, yeah.
Filming can't last longer than like 6 hours or something
like that. Like
you don't want to do a sketch for 6 hours.
No.
Well, production can't for any sketch.
We could
sketch.
Knock that shit out.
All right. Well, so between we're going to get to work on that. And if you are a woman that wants to be contested between me and Caleb,
yeah,
but you can't have any precursor
husbands. You can't have a husband. Is what he's trying to say.
No, I was going to say, like, you can't be like, oh, I really want like Caleb, really, but I'm like going to pretend.
Yeah, I really like Jared.
There can't be no cheating.
Yeah.
Well, hire a lawyer. You gotta like us. Get a jury selection.
Yeah, you got to
get a lawyer.
Yeah.
Like us both equally.
Yeah.
And then we have to fight for your love.
I like that.
Yeah.
And or let's do it off-site, though. Let's go like Cabo or something.
What if you guys find a woman that's never met you or heard of you guys before?
I think that's a good idea, too.
Yeah, okay. So if you have a like an attractive... If you watch this show and you have an attractive woman in your life that
over 30.
Is single, over 30.
Over
30 to 35, somewhere through there.
30 to 31.
And you think that she'd be interested, 19 or 20 year old, you'd think she would be interested in us, like show her some of our shows and see what she thinks.
All right.
That reminds me of one of my favorite memes I've seen recently. It shows two hockey players sitting in the penalty box from behind, so you just see their numbers and it's like 19 and 57, and it says 40-year-old dudes who just got divorced setting their Tinder age range.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
Hell yeah.
All right, Dave, set fire to the show.
Let's make it happen.